10 keys to success in selling. These I pass on to you as helpful hints, because if you'll use them properly and you use them continually, they'll literally guarantee you a lifetime of success in selling. Number one, most important, learn to love your work and commit yourself to becoming outstanding in your field. Take the time, pay any price, do whatever is necessary to become the very best at what you do. The great tragedy is that many people, the majority of people, will spend their entire lives in selling, and it'll never occur to them that they should commit themselves to becoming excellent at it. Remember, the race goes to the person who's just a little bit better in the critical areas. And if you'll take the time, if you'll make the efforts, if you'll really put yourself into it and learn to love what you're doing, when you become excellent, that's when you move into the big money ranks of sales professionals. There's one more important element, is that you can never really feel terrific about yourself. You can never really like yourself genuinely and accept yourself as a worthwhile person until you have become good at what you do. The reason why the vast majority of people are unhappy is because they're not good at anything. And every single human being has the ability to become good at something. So commit yourself to that, work at it, pay any price to achieve that goal. Number two, decide exactly what it is you want in life. Set it as a goal and decide the price you're going to have to pay to get it. Remember, nothing worthwhile ever comes without sacrifice. The great majority of people, less than 5%, probably less than 3%, never decide what they want in their whole lives. They spin their wheels, they work hard, they are frustrated, but they never set a goal or a target. That's why it's so important to write it down in detail. Think about it every single day. Get a clear mental picture of it and hold it in front of you. A person should be able to wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, what is your major definite goal in life? And you should be able to tell them that instant. Number three, back every goal and plan with persistent determination and indomitable willpower. Put your whole heart and soul into your success. Don't hold anything back and don't let anything stop you or discourage you. Remember this, is that your level of persistence in the face of adversity and setbacks and disappointments is your exact measure of your belief in yourself. You can tell where you're going to be in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years by how well you respond to the inevitable adversities, rejections, disappointments, deals that fall through every single day in selling. And remember that circumstances do not make the man, they simply reveal him to himself. All adversity does is it shows you what you're made of. And you can tell how successful you're going to be by how well you bounce back. As Charlie Jones says, it's not how far you fall, but how high you bounce that counts. Resilience, flexibility, the willingness to bounce back, to take the hard, rough shocks of selling and to keep on keeping on is one of the key characteristics of successful men and women in every field, especially in selling. Number four, commit yourself to lifelong learning. Read, listen to tapes, attend seminars, attend courses, and never forget that the most valuable asset that you'll ever have in your life is your mind and what you put into your mind. Now, this is so important because when we start off in life, the fact is that we start off with a limited amount of practical knowledge or knowledge that we can use to the benefit of other people. As we learn, we become more valuable. The more knowledge we put into our minds that can be applied to practical purposes, the more our rewards will be, the more we'll be paid. And as we go through life, as we gain more experience, as we read more books, as we listen to more tapes, as we attend more courses, our knowledge grows and our rewards in life grow. But there's one very dangerous thing with this pot of knowledge that we have, or this bucket of knowledge, is that it has a steady leak in the bottom. And that if we are not continually learning more, we are not staying constant with the knowledge we have. The knowledge we have is actually diminishing. And the incompetent person of tomorrow is the person who has stopped learning. The illiterate is the person who is no longer learning and growing and increasing their value every single day. So remember, never stop learning. The day that you stop learning is the day that you start decreasing your rewards. You start suffering frustration and lower levels of satisfaction. Learn something new every day. Practice something new every day. Make yourself a lifelong learning organism and never stop. Use your time wisely. Well, I've said that often enough. Always ask yourself this question, the key question to time management. What is the most valuable use of my time right now? What is the most valuable use of my time right now? This is the most important single question in managing your time, If you can always answer that whatever it is, that's what you're doing. You're never wasting a minute. You're always spending your time on the most valuable use of your time. You'll never go wrong. Follow the leaders. Very important. Do what they do. Follow the ones who are going somewhere with their lives. Don't follow the followers. Make the decision to look at the people who are the very best in your field and decide to be like them. Get around them. If you want to know how to be a successful salesperson, find the most successful salesperson you know and go and ask them. Say, what books do you read? What tapes do you listen to? What can I do to be more successful? I spoke to a friend of mine who made this decision some years ago in sales, and he told me an interesting story. He said that he started off with a large company, and he was low man in the totem pole. They had several hundred salespeople, and he went to one of their sales conventions. And at the sales convention, he listened to the top salespeople in the company give their talks at the end of the year, receive their awards, and so on. And he sought them out, and he took a tape recorder with him. And he went to each one. That's all he did. He said, could I talk to you for a few minutes? I want to be successful like you. Could you tell me what to do? What books did you read? What advice can you give me? And you know something? They were shocked. Every case, they were surprised because they had been at the top, the creme de la creme of this company for years. And none of those hundreds of other salespeople had ever asked them. They had never asked. He listened. He took lessons. He took the books. And every year he went back. And this was over a course of about 8 years. Every year he went back and he asked the top salespeople, how did you do it? What were the difficulties that you had? How did you overcome it? Have you read anything new? Have you listened to anything? Did you go to any courses? And he would go any distance to go to a course. He'd pay any price for a book or for a tape program. He did what they did. And within 8 years, he was up on the stage receiving the awards. He was up on the stage being the top salesperson and one of the top salespeople in the nation. And that's exactly the way every person does it. The rest of the salespeople hang around with the people who are going nowhere. Dr. David McClelland of Harvard found that if you associate with a reference group, in other words, friends, associates, colleagues, family, and so on, who are not success-oriented, that alone can stop any possibility of you ever being a success in life. Your choice of people to associate with, both personally, business-wise, socially, is one of the most important choices you ever make in your life. And if you associate with turkeys, you'll never fly with the eagles. It's so important. Birds of a feather flock together. And it's because we are so affected by the suggestive influences of the people we're around that if they're not motivated, if they're not positive, if they're not up, we'll start to be just like them. We're all, in a way, like chameleons. We take on the coloring, the attitudes, the opinions of the people that we associate with on a regular basis. So it's very, very important that you associate with people who are going somewhere. The choice of a negative or demotivated reference group is enough to cut off all possibilities of your achieving what you're capable of achieving. Number 7 is guard your integrity as a sacred thing. As Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the most important thing you'll ever have is your integrity. And when we talk about your integrity, we don't just mean that you don't lie or cheat or steal or embezzle or anything like that, because people don't do that in our society. 95% of people are very, very honest. When we talk about integrity, we mean what Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true, and then it must follow as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man. Be true to yourself. Be true to your own goals. Remember in school they used to tell us if you cheat on exams, you're only cheating yourself? Well, in life, if we take those coffee breaks and those extended lunch breaks and we get started late and we quit early, it's even worse than cheating on the exams, because that's not being true to ourselves. It's not being true to our full potential. If we get up early even when nobody's looking, and if we work late even when nobody's looking, believe me, as long as you're looking, you're going to feel great about yourself. It's wonderful to work 10 or 12 hours and know you've really accomplished something. That's what makes you feel absolutely fantastic. In an interesting study they did some years ago, they found that only 2% or less of all people are capable of working without supervision. All the rest either need casual supervision or direct supervision in order to do a job. Only 2% can plan their work and work their plan. And that's why many people come into sales and you know what? They drop out of sales and go back into a salary job where somebody will supervise them because they just can't stand the freedom of having to be self-disciplined and self-organized. So guard your integrity as a sacred thing. Remember, in the ultimate end, you're answerable to yourself. You're answerable, as the poem says, to the man in the glass. And as long as that person looking back at you from the mirror is a sort of person that you respect and admire and look up to and is growing toward their full potential, then you'll always feel good about yourself. Use your inborn creativity. Think of yourself as a genius. Say to yourself over and over again, I'm a genius. 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 Because you are. Many people say, hey, come on now, Brian, don't oversell your case. I'm going to tell you something that nobody disputes this seriously on the university campuses or in the research laboratories. Every single person has the ability to perform at genius levels in something. Genius levels just simply means that our sensitivity, our creativity, our awareness in certain areas, certain fields is very, very high. For some people, it may be collecting stamps. For another person, it may be selling. For another person, it may be cooking. For another person, it may be flower arranging. For another person, it may be art. Everybody has the ability to do at least one thing and sometimes more than one thing in an outstanding fashion. What holds us back from that is the belief that we're just average, that we really don't have that ability, so what's the use in trying? Each person is a genius. Each person is born a genius and has enormous reserves of creativity deep down inside, which they can use if they stir them up and practice every day. When you see a problem or an obstacle, always look upon it as a challenge. This is just a challenge for me to apply my creative mind to removing, like a rock in the road. Treat every prospect like a million-dollar customer, as though they were the most important person in the world. I think it was Jesus of Nazareth who 2,000 years ago enunciated the golden rule. Treat every person as though you would like yourself to be treated. That's very, very important. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. If you'll always treat your customers and always treat your employers and always treat everybody around you as though they were worth $1 million, because they are. You know, we consider ourselves worth $1 million. We consider ourselves worth far more than that. If you think of how much it would cost, if somebody wanted to say, look, would you sell me your heart? How much would you sell it for? Is there any price you would put on your heart? Now, we're worth an awful lot. We're worth an awful lot to ourselves. We can be worth an awful lot to the world, too. Treat every prospect well. And ask yourself this question with regard to that. I think it's a great question. What kind of a company would my company be if everybody in it was just like me? It's called the Universal Maxim by Immanuel Kant. Conduct your life, live your life as though everything that you were to do was to become a universal maxim and everybody was going to do exactly what you did. If that was to become the rule, as though you were the emperor and everything you did was to become a universal law for everyone else in the kingdom, just think of what kind of a standard of performance we would put on ourselves. And finally, I'll leave you with this, work hard and you will succeed. Work hard. And that is from Baron de Rothschild, one of his keys to success in life, one of the richest self-made men in the history of the world. He said, work hard and you will succeed. Not work hard and you might succeed, but work hard, work smart, put your shoulder to the wheel, start early and work late, and put your time in now rather than later. Let me just leave you with one last analogy with regard to hard work, and that is this. Does anybody know how to fly an airplane? Then you can relate to this. When you get clearance for takeoff and you pull onto the strip, you get your clearance from the tower over the radio, you've done all your check, and then you aim the aircraft down the runway and you put on full throttle, full blast, and you go whipping down the runway until you hit takeoff speed, the air lifts up the wings and the plane climbs and it climbs to its flying altitude with the throttle on full. Isn't that right? You have to do that in order to get off the ground. You have to have full throttle in order to get off the ground. But you cannot maintain full throttle once you get off the ground, can you? Because it burns up the engine, it burns up too much gasoline. So when you get to cruising altitude, you pull it back a little bit. And you don't have to have it at full blast. This is the way life is. This is the way our sales careers are. To a certain point in our sales careers, we have to put on full throttle in order to take off and get to the height where we don't have to have it on full throttle, where we can back off and we have a little bit more time with our families, a little bit more time for holidays. But let me ask you the question, those of you who know how to fly, what would happen if we pulled back on the throttle while we're still on the ground? We would never get off the ground, would we? We would go down that runway forever. Now, there's two times when you have to work hard in your sales career, and you can pick the two times. One is at the beginning, and work full blast, and work early and late, and work hard until you get off the ground, until you get to cruising altitude, and then you can pull back, and then it's not so hard. Or you can work just slightly less than full throttle, and you can work that speed for the rest of your life, and you'll never get to takeoff speed. Now, that's a very subtle distinction. You understand what I'm saying? It's terribly important that if you will work full blast for a certain period of time, pretty soon you'll get up there. But if you hold anything back, at least at the beginning, especially at the beginning, then you never do get to the heights that you're capable of reaching. So finally, I leave you with that, is work hard and know that good times and bad, if you will work hard, if you will work smart, if you will plan your presentations, if you'll ask the person to buy, if you'll manage your time well, if you'll work on your own self-esteem, if you will read and learn and grow as a person, you can become one of the great ones in selling. You can become one of the best ones in your field, and you can get all the joy and satisfaction and material rewards that you could possibly ask for in life.
That concludes The Psychology of Selling, The Art of Closing Sales. We hope you have enjoyed and benefited from this program by Brian Tracy. Many people have found that when a thought-provoking idea is heard, they usually ponder that idea, elaborating or envisioning how it will work in their lives, while at the same time may be missing some of the other equally important ideas that immediately follow. So to make the most of this program, don't hesitate to re-listen to these tapes until you feel you've captured all its useful ideas. If you feel you've benefited from this audio cassette program and wish to learn of the other equally valuable and helpful products offered by Nightingale Conant, just give us a call on our toll-free number, 1-800-323-5552, and let us send you a copy of our catalog, Fast Forward. It's filled with information on all of our useful and beneficial audio programs. If you don't find exactly what you're looking for in the catalog, let us know what you have in mind. We're always looking for new product ideas to better serve you and your needs as an audio cassette listener. Right now, let me share with you an excerpt from a best-selling Nightingale Conant program, New Time Management by Dr. Merrill Douglas.
Hello, this is Bill Brooks. You're now embarking on a process that will assist you tremendously in accomplishing more with your time. As you apply the ideas we'll share during these 12 cassette sessions, you'll start experiencing many benefits. The quality of your work, of your thinking, will improve. Your ability to accomplish and coordinate more projects with peak effectiveness will increase. You'll enjoy your work more. You'll experience less pressure. There are other benefits, but one result of working with the ideas in this program needs to be considered now, before we actually begin the program. The experience of our business clients over the years has taught us that your application of these ideas will result in your having 2 extra hours available each working day, perhaps more. But you can plan on being able to put to use 2 hours each day you don't presently have.